The year was 1955. Television was in glorious black and white. Most records were in glorious monophonic. And this ministry in downtown Fresno opened its doors for the first time. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno. Well, of course, since 1955, just about everything has changed. One thing it hasn't changed, the mission of the Evangel Home of Fresno, being a blessing to women and children in crisis in the name of Jesus. And you've joined us for Heartline. This is the weekly radio voice from the Evangel Home. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Ken Adams, our announcer extraordinaire and beyond announcer, fellow minister of the gospel, and so in tune and passionate about the ministry here of Evangel Home. That's the kind of teammate we want, Jerry. Jerry, we are in your office, and it's just you and me today. We don't have any of our residents or volunteers or supporters or staff. What we have is you and me, and we've got just a couple of things, three things we want to talk about. First of all, our cook, Cynthia. Her daughter has had some trauma in her world, and let's talk about that a little bit, because Cynthia is just so important to what goes on here. She's so important to you and important to me.
And we really miss the joy that she brings, the joy and the incredible faith and the good cooking. Mm-hmm. But boy, I think that's what I miss the most, is hearing her laugh out there. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I think lots of people can cook, but nobody has Cynthia's heart, and yeah. I miss that.
I come in every week, and when she's here, hey, sister, and she's big hug. I say, how you doing? I'm so blessed, she says with a big smile.
And she's just had her world rocked in a number of ways this year. So we'll start with and only talk about her daughter, Clarissa, as far as Cynthia. I think a lot of our friends listening know that Clarissa was in critical condition for a long time. It was undiagnosed, but they've pretty much settled on viral encephalitis. So evidently it was a virus in her body, like you and I might get, but it went to her brain. And then it destroyed the layer of her brain that that took care of a lot of functions for her. So right now she is out of town. She's at a hospital up north. They're trying to get her back here to Leon S. Peters Rehab. I don't know that they're going to be able to get her in, so that would be one of our prayers, is that we can get Clarissa in there. Clarissa is 24, married, two kids. She showed up here the first Wednesday in October to pick up her mom after a meeting, asked me if I knew what this rash was she had on her arm, and it just looked like was just a regular rash that evidently had nothing to do with her illness. But, you know, when you see that, you always kind of wonder. That night on the way home, they stopped at the doctor. She got a shot of Benadryl. And then the next morning at 3 o'clock, she was vomiting, couldn't walk, making no sense, and they took her to the hospital. And then it was just a spiral down real quickly. We were praying that she would make it. During that time, she most likely had a stroke to just add every, I mean, again, this is a 24-year-old kid, and none of us are really prepared for that. But when you have a young married couple and their young family, and they're just barely making it, thank the Lord he has health insurance of something. Anyway, they transferred her out of here up north, and it's been a real battle. But she seems to have turned a corner. They gave her all the medication they're allowed to give or that would make any difference for that condition. Then it gets to a point, this is as much as medication can do. The rest is going to be up to therapy. Now, of course, we have the umbrella of God over all of this, sure. But the physical work that she has to do is now physical therapy. Very specific, very hard. Cynthia said she's just working her little tail off right now. So Clarissa is still paralyzed on one side, which I think is her right side. She can at least grasp things now with her hands. She could not do that before. She's now making sounds. She couldn't do that before. So she is making progress, but it's a huge hole the kid has to climb out of. In the meantime, there is Cynthia and different members of the family having to travel up there. Cynthia is the mother. Of course, she's going to want to stay with her daughter. There is no place in the hospital to stay. There was no place around like a Ronald McDonald House. There was a place, but it was full, and then you could be there for 2 days, and then you had to leave, and that just wouldn't work. So I made the decision, about the first week in October, Evangelhome is going to pay for it on our credit card, the motel. It was one of those, it's easier to get permission than, or easier to get forgiveness than permission. Right. So I just did it.
Yeah.
It was one of those, okay, if we can't do this, I'll pay the bill. It's like, ooh, I would have to struggle to pay the bill. So the final bill for her, I told her we handle it till November 14th, which was when Clarissa was supposed to be released, but she's not been yet because of rehab. Anyway, so for those 3 or 4 weeks, the bill came to a total of $2,300. We have raised about $1,700. I would love to be able to just be able to pay that bill without really using Evangelhome funds that we had. That would be a great gift, and that's been an incredible gift to Cynthia that she didn't have to worry about mm-hmm. that. Can you imagine living on the edge of that kind of financial precipice all the time, which unfortunately many of us are used to, but then having something like this happen to one of your children and you have no place to stay when they're in the hospital, I couldn't imagine. So I'm very grateful to those folks who responded so quickly and allowed us to do this. So we're still $700 short. I'd love to get that paid off. It would make the bookkeeper very happy.
There's a little challenge to our supporters, our listeners, our friends out there. It would be a real ministry to one of our favorite people on the staff here at Evangelhome. So prayerfully consider whether you might be able to help us out in that regard. And pray for Cynthia and for Clarissa.
I don't know, Jim. We're holding her job for her. You know, we've tried to do whatever we can do for Cynthia. Staff has pitched in. You know, everyone is doing double duty. No one's getting paid extra because everyone is saving what we can for Cynthia.
Yeah.
But now that we approach the holidays and it's going to be so busy, we really have to pray about what Cynthia will be able to do. Mm. She's probably going to be off for the rest of the year. Just she's going to have to be, but we will keep her job for her.
Okay, there's a little angst in the ranks.
Angst
in the ranks at Evangelhome.
So
thank you for support, you loved ones. Jerry, you came up with an idea based on the difficulty historically we've had finding jobs for our women in Community Connection. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let you explain from there.
Okay. Thank you. I was the mouthpiece on that one. I think God was he was the orchestrator, and the need has been there for a long time. And you've seen it, Jim.
Right,
when our
absolutely.
Women are, they graduate, they are at the height of everything. They're full of hope. They're encouraged, and they're going to go out and get a job. And then they don't. And they keep looking, and they don't get a job. And then they're at risk if they can't get a job that they're going to backslide. And so we need to, for several years, we've really prayed about what can we do, who do we know. We've talked about that on here.
Mm-hmm.
Are there small businesses willing to take a chance on our women? Well, that's really never worked. So I would have people say, well, why don't you guys sell crafts or something? because we can't make that many crafts.
Right.
And the two things I did not want to do, we were not going to cook, because we joked about having a taco truck. And I didn't want to clean, because that seemed too stereotypical. And then one day I thought, but they already clean like crazy around here. You know, they have to keep the place clean to stay here. So why not build on what we already do? So long story short, or maybe even longer, Randy White and Center for Community Transformation, they give grants each year, this is the second year, to churches and agencies, nonprofit agencies that want to start a business specifically to deal with employment for at-risk people. So I went to just a little seminar on the idea, and then they talked about there would be a procedure where you could enter and then you could get money. Well, all I needed to hear was enter, because I get very competitive. I had no idea how competitive I could get. Okay, I'll enter. So I told Randy my idea, but then it was around banquet time and something else, and I just didn't have time to do it. And so I didn't. And Randy called me one day and said, where's your application? I said, I didn't do it. He said, would you please just, anyway, so I did. I took their 14-question application. I answered it all, sent it in, made the first cut, and then made a presentation last week where they would give money to, and so we were one of the first place winners, which means we will receive $3,000 specifically to help start a small business.
Wow.
And so I was really, you know, I wanted some kind of name to be able to present what we were doing. and to capitalize on what we're doing, but all the things, coming up with the right name was important. So I talked to the women about it one day and said, why don't you guys think of some names? Well, they came up with names like Dustbusters and Eat My Dust. And I kind of liked Eat My Dust, but I didn't think it had quite the right
ring. That's not the right image.
Right ring. Eat Your Dust. Anyway, so when I was working on that application, one of the questions was, what's the biblical foundation for what you're trying to do? And part of it, besides working, was cultivating fruit of the Spirit and showing fruit of the Spirit. No matter what vehicle, however we're doing it, we want to cultivate and show it. And so I was quoting Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. And all of a sudden, it was just one of those, well, I think one of those God moments. The name became Five Gals, from Galatians 5, Five Gals Cleaning. Which I thought, that's just fun because it's catchy, and when you show up with only three gals and they want to know where the other two are. So that became the working name, and once I had the name, it was like it just kind of all really fell into place. So
our ladies will then clean houses?
Well, what we want to start with, Jim, are our Community Connection folks, graduates who are still living here, and we want to start with just cleaning empty or properties that are in transition.
During the sale, vacated, and get them cleaned up for the new owners.
Right.
Okay, so my listening friend, there's another item for your prayer.
We'll be ready to roll next spring. We're not quite ready. We have a few things to buy some equipment.
Okay, going to roll out, plan to roll out in the spring. Jerry, we're getting short here, but the holidays are here. Just remind our listeners how they can help, starting with prayer, and then
turkeys. We like to see those turkeys come fluttering in this time of year. And again, this time of year financially is what allows us to usually get through the next year. Mm-hmm. So I'm really praying and asking that this year, this December, is better than it was in 2013, because that was a rough one. And we sent out a letter of appeal that carried us through. So I'm hoping those folks who responded will just keep right on going through December.
Yeah. So there you have it, my listening friend. So many of us, you know, look at the year-end giving for tax purposes and all. We would ask that you prayerfully consider making Evangel Home part of that plan this year. And help us out. You know, there's a lot of good things going on in the name of Jesus here. And for our Christian listening friends, that would be so much appreciated. Actually, we do have 30 seconds. Any other quick word before we close?
You know, just again, Jim, I'm thinking of the women when you came in here today and the big smiles that you could sense from the back of people's heads.
Yes.
We have a really sweet group of women right now in most of our programs.
Okay.
And so I just...
Thankful for that.
Ken,
we're thankful for you. And we ask you now to take this conversation, turn it into a radio program. And my listening friend, thank you for joining us. And plan to maybe invite a friend to pick this up with you again next week on this adventure we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline. Online, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code is 264-4714. We'll talk to you again next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.